Hello.
Hi, is this Joshua?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Manning. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a little bit earlier on today. Is this a better time for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So, you know, obviously our service is offered month to month, and to be quite honest with you, with the reduced rate, with the website included, we would be offering our services at a cost less than what we're going to spend to get you on that first page. We know our clients will stay with it long term. It's a combination of local search engine optimization and paid Google ads. Now, like I said, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. What I'd be willing to do here for you, because it is a holiday shortened week and I'll be out of the office tomorrow, I'm trying to shield it to get as many of these important positions filled as I can. And I'd be willing to waive the one-time setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, you know, help us cover the cost of creating all of those directories. I would waive that setup fee entirely just you know, as an opportunity to get this going for you and earn your business 1 month at a time. So that $299 would be the flat rate. The website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, include it at no additional cost.
All right.
Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
I mean, so what are you saying? You can pause it. If you pause it, do you still have to pay, or how does that work?
No. Oh, no, no, no. Everything pauses. If you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary. We pause everything at that point. We don't charge you during that fact or after that fact. Everything is on hold or on pause, including the billing. You know, we as long as you're using the service, you know, of course our job is to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. If you pause the service, we pause the billing too.
All right.
Okay. And, you know, like I said, the detailed reporting and tracking, you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. And it really is designed to not inundate you with more work than you can take on, but a steady flow of calls coming from residential clients who need your services, who don't know who to call, but they're going on, they're looking, you know, on Google or on Bing, they're looking for flooring contractor or, you know, flooring installation. Now, you'll do repairs too, right? I mean, anything related to flooring, but not carpets, right? You don't do carpet?
No, and like I say, it depends on what the repair is, too.
Right, right. I would imagine so. But, I mean, the best part about it is the calls come to you. You know, you're not chasing down a lead. You're not trying to call someone who might not even answer the phone.
So how many calls do you think that I'll be getting in this area?
Let me do a quick check. And you'll travel about an hour kind of in and around Bowling Green, right?
Yeah.
So this is going to be it's going to be for a conservative 30 miles. I mean, I know you can get past 30 miles in an hour, but I'm just going to do 30 miles around Bowling Green. And to be honest with you, this is 5, 6, 7 of the most popular search phrases for flooring, and flooring contractor, things like that, hardwood flooring. So obviously not an exhaustive search by any stretch. People can type in, you know, probably a dozen or more different keywords or search phrases and still be fairly common. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you. This search is a little bit limited. Like I said, it's the 7 more popular search phrases. It's only a 30-mile radius, not, you know, 40 or 50 miles that you might be able to travel to. But in the last 30 days, this search has generated 1,847 searches. Now that's not
in this area.
In that 30 miles. That's not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search several times, and I'm definitely not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. Google's been tracking this for a long time, and it always does fall in the same parameter, that same margin of error, 1 to 2% of the total number of searches for your services will be direct phone calls to you. You know, businesses on that first page will expect to see 1 to 2%. So, and again, we can scale it up quite a bit because it's only 30 miles and it's only the 7 more popular keywords. You're not restricted at all. You know, you can be down for 20 different searches or more. Of course, the less common the search, the less times people will search for it. But, 18 would be 1%, 36 would be 2%. If we scale it up, 25 to 30 phone calls or 50 phone calls coming directly to you from someone who has already seen your website first, I mean, even a small percentage of that converting into work for you is easily going to offset the cost of our service. I mean, let's be honest, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. One right. job that you weren't going to get otherwise is going to cover the cost of our service for many months. And if you're getting 30 or 50 phone calls from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, you're going to probably have about as much work as you can take on. Like you said, you don't want to take on every single job that comes your way. If it's a repair that doesn't make sense for you, you're going to be able to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. The hard part is completed for you. You answer the phone. It's a potential customer talking about what they need, and you can talk to them about your services. And if it's a good fit, most of the time they're calling you because they want to hire you. That's why they're calling. And, they'll see your website before they even pick up the phone to call you. So it is a very high conversion rate. It really is, Mr. Manning, that old football adage, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst by any stretch. You could, in fact, be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which is that first page of Google, it's hard to win. Most consumers don't go past that first page. They're going to make their decision off of who they see on that first page. Once we get you on that first page, though, you can get those phone calls. The businesses that are on the first page are not there because they've been doing it longer than you have or because they have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do. They are just on that first page because they have more content online that Google and Bing can see, more content relating to that search than their competitors have. So as a Google Premier partner, we know the content Google wants. It's almost 70 different directories. Most of them are not even known to the public, but we'll create the content that Google wants to see. That's going to keep you in the local map. The Google Ads will appear above the map, and you're getting those Google Ads as well at that same flat rate, that $299. That's the out-the-door cost. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included as well. So, if you want to take more photos of the new jobs we send your way, we can add more photos, update more content. There's never going to be any additional cost for that. It's easy to budget for. It's the exact amount. It only bills once a month for that amount. Best part about it is it's month to month, so we got to get your phone ringing. It's performance based on our end. We have to send you the work that's going to make you want to stay with the service.
All right.
Now, it's Floors by Manning, right? That's how you would want the business to be branded on the first page?
Yes.
And is the phone number, Mr. Manning, that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you? It's a smartphone, too, I imagine, right? You can receive a text message on that number? Okay, perfect. And then, obviously you're service-based. You go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you. There's no physical street address that we would actually be promoting for your business online, right?
No.
Okay, yeah. And, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if it were a shop or a small office, a warehouse, if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, when we build that website for you, of course, most of the time, residential clients are just going to pick up the phone and call you. It's got the click-to-call feature. There will also, though, be a contact form on your website so people can choose to tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message. You also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, you're not paying extra for those leads. It's still that flat rate. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email address, it will not only be linked to that contact form, we'll also list it physically on your website. If it's a personal address, we'll hide it, of course. But what is a good email address for you, Joshua, either for you or for your company?
It's Chad with 2Ds, Chadd.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Manning 4@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So really more of a personal email. Like I said, we don't have to list it physically on the website. We will, though, use it periodically to contact you regarding your account, certainly for longer pieces of information.
If they want to email, they can email that.
Yeah, of course. And when they fill out that contact form, you'll get the email to that email address. And for pieces of information we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. We use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method of delivery that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get to you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you regarding your account? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Call or text, all of them are fine.
All of them are fine, yeah. And like I said, there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a quick text message, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, it is month to month. I'm waiving your setup fee. The website's included. It's just the $299. That's the out-the-door cost. It's a fixed rate that'll never go up. I would do a couple of things here. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call even later today if you've got time from one of our client interview technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we have all the information that we need to build out your website and create that content. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Mr. Manning, if you've got a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for Floors by Manning is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, reducing your rate, and of course including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, Joshua, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
All right.
Okay, Mr. Manning, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
What's that now?
The name of your company. I mean, I have that as Floors by Manning, and that is how you would want the business to appear online?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Manning, please state your name and your official title within the business.
All right, do that now.
Yes, sir.
All right, Joshua Manning, owner of Floors by Manning.
Okay. And then, Mr. Manning, as the owner of Floors by Manning, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
All right.
You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Joshua, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Manning, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Joshua, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are, in fact, actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Manning, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Joshua, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Manning, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all the information is consistent and accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, the 30th of December, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299. Now, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. There's also no lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard cost of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business, and this does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Mr. Manning, in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $299.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service can also even be paused seasonally. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mr. Manning, that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. And Joshua, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both? Okay. And then, so it's got Joshua Manning, no middle initial on that particular card. And then it also does say Floors by Manning on it.
No, I got a middle initial.
And the middle initial?
C.
C? Okay. That was C like Charlie, not T like Tom, right?
Charlie.
Yeah, gotcha. And then you said that was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4232.
Mm-hmm.
5200.
Okay.
03-08.
Yes, sir.
7367.
And then the expiration month and year?
0824.
08 of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
697.
697. I've got 697, 697 on the back of the card, August or 08 of 2024, the expiration date. And then, Mr. Manning, was the card itself 4232-5200-0308-7367?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the billing address of that card? Is it in Bowling Green?
3490 Rich Pond Rockfield Road.
3490. And could you spell the street name again?
Rich Pond.
Oh, I gotcha. Rich Pond. And that's Rich Pond Road, right?
Rich Pond Rockfield Road.
And then the zip code?
42101.
42101. Now, in about a minute or so here, you receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Just a second.
Oh, no problem, sir. Take your time.
All right.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can contact our client support team 24/7 by way of email. That email address is support@localsplash.com. And then, Joshua, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by email. A confirmation email will be sent out to you in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will actually be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did, in fact, just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, in fact, you will also receive that link directly by text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. Now, when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. And actually, it looks like we did just lose that one last spot that was available today. We will, in fact, be out of the office tomorrow. So the client interview would be on January 3rd. The first available is 9 o'clock, the last available is 5 o'clock, and it looks like with the exception of 2 o'clock, every hour in between. And again, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Mr. Manning, did you want something as early as 9, as late as 5, somewhere in between there?
Yeah, somewhere in between there would be fine.
Okay, let's see, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 10 o'clock, what do you think?
2 what time? 2.
Actually, I'm sorry, 2 is the only time I should say that we don't have. 1 o'clock or 3?
3 would be fine.
3, okay. All right, we'll schedule it for 3, and I apologize for that. I should not have said 2 o'clock. That's the one time that we don't have available out of the entire 8 hours. So it'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself will get to you, you know, a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Like I said, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Now, did you receive either the text message or the
text message and the email.
And the email, you got them both? Okay. Now, if you open up the text message, it goes exactly where we need it to go, which is the terms and conditions. If you open up the email, you just have to click on the link there. But if you open that up, of course, it's talking about your Google listing, your optimization there. We'll mirror the content on Bing, and of course the directories that we're talking about. It's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. We are doing a website for you, the landing page. We are doing the Google Ads for you, etc. Now, if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, we just want you to confirm that the phone number that we're speaking on is your phone number, that it is also a mobile number, the 270-791 5827 under where it says SMS communication. But please do not click the box underneath it that says to opt out of text messages or SMS messages, because we would, of course, want to send you those text messages. But if you scroll down towards the bottom, just above the line that goes all the way across it where it says signature above it and the box above it that says, you know, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. Oh, I'm sorry?
It's nothing like that on this text.
Oh, what text did you open up? Because you are going to get a couple of text messages. One is the local splash invoice. One is an
yeah, I got the invoice.
Welcome email. Oh, you got the invoice email as a text message or
As a text.
Okay. And when you open it up, what are you seeing? Because I'm having a little bit of a hiccup in my system too. I should be able to open it up, but when I see it, it's not populating anything.
The text that I got, it says, Joshua, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. We have a file. Please check here at localsplash.com. My number to accept subscription terms. If you have any questions, please just reply into this text.
Gotcha. So is there the check here? Can you click on where it says check here, and does that open up a different tab for you? Sometimes our system gets a little glitchy in the afternoon for whatever reason.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Okay. So are you seeing now what I was talking about optimizing your listing and, you know, the website and all that? I hope so. That's really all we need.
Uh-huh. Direct commissions, landing pages.
There you go. Yes, sir. That's it. So yeah, like I said, we did already confirm by voice that the phone number that we're speaking on is your phone number, the one that you would want us to promote for your business, but it is a mobile number as well. So you don't have to worry about the box below it where it says to opt out of SMS or text messages, because we would, of course, want to be able to send you those text messages. Just towards the bottom, though, above the line that goes right across it, where it does have that box, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is in your name. Please do check on that box. And then it should ask you to type in, or you can copy and paste your name with the middle initial of C. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so do capitalize the J, the C, and the M. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after, because that would confuse the system. But once you've got Joshua C. Manning in that signature box, just click the box below it where it says confirm signature. That does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that in this case we're including the website, that we waived your setup fee, that we've included the reduced pricing, etc. It also does allow us to both verify that you're an active business in the local area, to send out the Google PIN card, and also to do the initial NAPW audit, which again means that we'll be able to make sure that any information online is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And I think you probably are to the next page where it's asking you for a username and a password. Is that what you're seeing, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Do not worry about that right now. The reason that it's doing that is this is the same dashboard portal that you'll very soon be using for your tracking and your reporting. It's the automated system. Think you're trying to go there now, which is why it's asking you to log in. And it's my.localsplash.com, in this case, terms and conditions and the information specific to your account. So don't worry about that. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a password and a username, it would give you an error message that page has not yet been created. We will start creating that content, though, and of course we'll complete it with the client interview that's scheduled for Monday. Your username, though, is your phone number. It's no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. The password, like I said, hasn't even been generated yet.
The area code is just a number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The entire number, the 270-791-5827. And in fact, I'm sending you right now, it's a calendar invite to your client interview. It's really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It does have your username, which again is the entire phone number, just no dashes or spaces. And then it's got your name and then your phone number on there. And it also says local / CIENG. That just stands for a client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that says. But you will receive a reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. So at 2 o'clock on Monday, you'll get a reminder email sent out to you that the call is scheduled at 3. The call itself would get you, like I said, a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. And I did just send that calendar invite out to you. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did, though, want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, help you to put the that other service out of your mind completely. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and to simply earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right.
All right, Mr. Manning, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call on Monday, but you have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Happy New Year to you as well. Looking forward to making it very profitable for you in 2022.
You too.
All righty, sir. Thanks again. Thank you, Joshua. You take care. You have a great night, sir.
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.